Okay, well, I mean, the crucial thing, a victory in the end, but it was a tight meeting.
Yeah, you know, we're making tiny bits of progress. You know, apart from Joe Lawler, everyone else won a race. So we're getting there slowly, but we're still having a few issues. But we expected it to be fairly tight because Lakeside have got a decent team and good top two, so we knew that they were capable of winning races. So, you know, we're delighted with the win and, you know, it's going in the right direction. We just got to try and step it up that another gear or two because there's certainly more in this team where, you know, we're sort of, if you're equivalent in a car, we're in third gear at the moment. We want to be shifting up another one or two gears, so we're not far away, so it's encouraging.
Heathens fans love an entertainer. Danny Ayres has made a real instant impact this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he did a great job at Eastbourne on Saturday, and he got three Gator wins tonight, and probably could have had a point or two more in 13, but it's the way it goes sometimes. You know, we're great to have him on board. He's a great character, and you know, it's what the fans want to see. Because nothing worse than winning a race and seeing the rider duck back into the pit straight away. So it's a great character, and it's infectious with the rest of the team.
He went a bit too ambitious in Heat 13 and took Nathan down, which put the meeting back into, you know, the melting pot. So you got a very important ride then out of Luke Harris in 14.
Yeah, that's right. Apart from Saturday, Luke has been done the business most meetings in 14. And, you know, that's a good characteristic because, he won us the meeting when the pressure was on. So that's good to see. And nice to see, you know, Dan winning a race, going home a bit happy, and Connor winning Heat 8 as well. You know, it's the races you want those lads to win. So, yeah, like I said earlier, we're getting there slowly, Richard, but, you know, it's still a bit more in there. And, you know, Ryan Burton scored in every ride but one, and Joe Lawler's not far away. He just needs to sort his bikes out and get his, you know, house in order there. And, you know, hopefully he'll come to the party in the next meeting.
Does it feel like it'll be a top 14 by the end of the season?
I'd like to think so. You know, we certainly put the team together knowing that we'd always have a strong reserve or two, and hopefully that'll be the case. It's certainly going to be a very tight league. It's very competitive. There's a lot of even teams this year, so I'd like to think we're certainly top four candidates. And, you know, like I said, we've still got more to come from this team, so we can get in those playoffs and hopefully we can be on sort of top form then, really.